people are electing to Congress. In the news. Well, thank you. Let's see. The borough of Everett being hit with a $500,000 lawsuit. The University of Pittsburgh going to offer free classes at regional campuses for a modest fee. And, well, here, this is a sports story. I don't know whether you want it or not. And today is, I'm not even going there. There's going to be some bridge work to cause delays here in Blair County. And we have rising gas prices. Gee, what else is new? All that coming up. In sports, good weekend for the Pirates. Great weekend for the Pirates. They got swept by St. Louis, then turn around and sweep Cincinnati. All right, the Curve got a good week. The last time they played Richmond was the first full week of the season. They lost six in a row. Well, Richmond came to town, and the Curve split with them this time, which is good because Richmond clearly is the best team in the league. So the Curve did all right. The Filthy Flyers got smoked on Saturday night. Hope they get smoked again. And we'll have baseball and softball. And I have what may be the most unbelievable thing we've ever heard from a congresswoman. Here we go. Oh, wait. I got to do this. And then I got to flip this. And now I can do this.
It's time for WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Views and opinions expressed by the hosts of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of WRTA.
Yes, I disagree with what I'm hearing.
Or most of the other people that are listening. And now, WRTA Mornings.
What's the worst day of the week that gets us all depressed? M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Here comes more aggravation and a brand new week of stress. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Forever will it make you want to cry,
cry, cry, sing.
Come along and sing this song, now get it off your chest. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S.
All right, it is 18 minutes after 6. Welcome to WRTA Mornings, Monday, May 4th. And, you know, there are certain things that come across in this business that are just so unbelievable that you just won't believe your ears.
It's all about clicks.
Now, I have a soundbite here. First of all, we're going to give Sky News credit. That's down under in Australia. They have very thick Australian English accents, British accents. They have a news program, Sky News. Well, I've used it from time to time. And this was brought to my attention over the weekend about a certain congressperson who made one of the dumbest statements that anyone has ever uttered and that most of us have ever heard. Now, we all know what's going on in Minnesota. Okay, with $9 billion in fraud and theft, and Governor Bubble Brain up there doesn't know where it went. Yeah, why don't you check your bank account? Wait till the Attorney General gets a hold of that.
He already has everything hidden.
Then he tries to take credit for the FBI sting and the FBI investigation, saying, we're going to crack down on fraud, but I'm going to resign and take my money and go live in the Cayman Islands. Okay, you do that, Governor Bubble Brain. Boy, this guy came this close to being Vice President of the United States. He probably had to get up every morning and say, where am I? What do I do today? Nothing. Okay, go back to bed. Anyway, this was what was almost elected. Well, not almost. They got crushed, but this is what could have been elected. The governor in Minnesota. $9 billion in fraud. But this one takes the cake. She is from Minnesota, Ilhan Omar. She was talking about some, I guess, some War Powers Act or some act that is being invoked now by President Trump because of all the current circumstances that are happening. Well, this was a quote. This is a United States Congresswoman. A person that has been elected more than once to the office. And she literally showed the world how stupid she is and how uninformed she is and how much she hates this country. But this quote takes the cake. You have to listen carefully. The accents are thick, but her comments are not. Okay, listen to this.
Ilhan Omar, low IQ, okay? A Democrat over in the US. Now, she said some really dumb things, but I've got to say, this was her finest. Ilhan, how many world wars has there been?
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
World War XI. Wow, Ilhan. Again, not bright, low IQ, World War XI. There you go. Some history lessons for you both from a star Democrat. This could be
but
the
after embarrassing herself, she could at least go and get a nice, refreshing Slurpee from 7-2.
That is a very, very good point.
A nice Slurpee from 7-2.
That's great.
You're going to hear that very... In fact, I'm going to play it
again. We build a $49 garden hose now.
No, I don't need you.
I'll take what the guy said because I've already heard what she said I don't know how many times.
Well, here
so
it is
what
again.
He said is
oh,
great.
What he said was brilliant. All right, here it is again. Here's Eli. Here's a United States congresswoman who obviously knows nothing. That's not even American history. That's world history. Here it is again. Now pay attention. You got to listen close because I said the accents from the news people are pretty thick.
Ilhan Omar, low IQ, okay? A Democrat
IQ.
Over in the US. Now, she said some really dumb things, but I've got to say this was her finest. Ilhan, how many world wars has there been?
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
World War XI. Wow, Ilhan. Again, not bright, low IQ, World War XI. There you go. Some history lessons for you both from a star Democrat. This could be
but
the
after embarrassing
she
herself, she could at least go and get a nice, refreshing Slurpee from 7-2.
That is a very, very good point.
She skipped class on Roman numerals day.
Oh. World War XI.
Oh, my.
I mean, you have to be the dumbest of the dumbest of the dumb to say something so egregiously stupid. And she obviously doesn't know anything about world history. You know what? I've been alive now 65 years, and I missed 8 world wars.
Snooze, you lose.
Wow. Did any of you remember World War III or World War IV or World War V? Oh, I'd love to hear her try to go through the Roman numerals. They could be right in front of her with the numbers underneath, and she'd still mess it up.
It's probably why she doesn't pay attention to the Super Bowl.
Oh, Super Bowl Lexi. Super Bowl Louvre. Super Bowl Vuvre.
Oh, that'd be live, wouldn't it? Super Bowl live.
Oh. Well, let's...
like live golf.
Let's have the Democrats put together a 2028 presidential ticket of Ilhan Omar and Bubblehead from New York, AOL. Could you... No. I can't even imagine how bad that could be. I can't even imagine how bad this country would be. How far off the globe, how far off the face of the earth the United States would fall off if those two were president and vice president. You talk about a sequel for Dumb and Dumber. That's Dumb and Dumber 3 waiting to happen. There's not there's so much content that movie could last for weeks with those two. World War 11. And nobody there. Apparently, they cut it off after that. I don't know if any reporter had the temerity to say, well, what year did World War 11 take place? In fact, how about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10? What year did they take place?
This is the case of...
Oh, my God.
Jimmy Kimmel could claim this if he wanted to. Well, I didn't pre-read it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it was only a joke.
Yeah, it was just a joke.
Like your show. And like any appearance that bubblehead makes.
Oh, my.
How? And she just went on with her speech like nothing happened. If you're a reporter sitting there, how can you not gasp? Somebody should have said, what year did World War 11 take place? And you know what her answer probably would have been? After World War 10. This is a United States Congress person. And this is what's running the United States of America. And by the way, she hates this country. She and her constituents, who are probably all in on the conspiracy and all the fraud and theft going on in New York, or Minnesota.
This has spawned an instant text. Someone says, what scares me are the people who vote her into office.
Yeah, yeah, that's the underlying scary thing of this whole nightmare. And yet they keep going out in public and making ridiculous fools of themselves, and people sit there. Well, it's like last night I told my brother about, you remember when Kamala went to Puerto Rico and the kids were singing to her, and she had no idea what they're saying, and a translator had to tell her that they were saying they didn't want you here? Remember she was clapping, and then all of a sudden she just stopped and put her hands down? They were singing about they didn't want you here. And she was told that by her aide, and then she stopped clapping and got the most sad look on her face, like, why don't you like me? And then we were talking about it yesterday at the supper table, not dinner table. And someone said, and she wants to run again. I said, my brother said, that could be the best thing that could happen for the Republicans. And we've said that here. That could be the best thing that could happen. If she runs again and picking a running mate, she has her choice of AOL bubblehead or that nutbag in Minnesota she could try with again. And I said, well, no one's going to pony up $2 billion this time for her to squander. And if they do, then they ought to have their heads checked.
Oh, and if anything would happen, they'd be on her to pick Shapiro for a running mate, and she wouldn't do it.
Nope.
Because she knows he totally outclasses her.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you think of him. He is a politician, and he's well-spoken, and he makes her look stupid. So she's not going to pick him to be the VP.
You know, I don't know.
He's the only guy that could bail her out.
I don't know of too many things out there that don't make her look stupid. Well, all she has to do is open her mouth.
I don't know. She could
that's
pick
positive right there.
She could pick Liz Warren to be her running mate.
Or Tom Jim up in Vermont, or Bernie Sanders, or wherever senator, whatever state he's from, Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, I don't know. But, you can pick him, the guy from Taxi, Tom Jim, his brother.
Another texter says, World War VI was the last one I remember. Planet of the Apes versus the Sleestaks.
I love it. Please send us your text on that, because you're going to hear this all morning. For the next 2 hours, I'm going to run this thing into the ground, because we get different listeners at different times of the hour, and everybody has to hear this. I don't care if you hear it 7 or 8 times. You can never play this enough, because this has to be the dumbest thing a congressperson has ever said, ever spoken. World War, and then like Dave said, the follow-up, you can go buy a Slurpee at 7-2. This is what we're electing, not us. This is what the people of Minnesota are electing to Congress. And the people in New York can stand right beside them with that bubblehead they keep electing.
And you know what? Someone did mention the people that elect them. Well, just remember how many Somalis are in Minnesota. And we'll just close it with that.
Mm-hmm. And keep this as we go into the break. I swear, if someone went up to AOL and said, can you spell your initials? She'd probably have to think about it. Just saying.
Okay. Breezy and warmer with times of clouds and sun and 73.
When?
This afternoon.
Oh, my house will stop feeling like a freezer.
Partly cloudy and 56 tonight. That'll be comfy.
Yes.
Breezy, warm, partial sunshine tomorrow, 79.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't get too used to it. Wednesday's high, 62. Okay, Thursday, thanks. 54. And Friday, 56.
Thanks, pinning the balloon.
42, partly sunny, 631 WRTA mornings.
The Altoona Curve are back home with a wild week at PNG Field. Tuesday, May 12th, we transform into the Paces Dorados, Cova Energy, Big Vibes, and Baseball with Sabre. Wednesday, May 13th, it's an 11 a.m. Education Day game presented by ARC Federal Credit Union. Field trip baseball plus a drawstring bag giveaway thanks to WIC. Thursday, May 14th, buckle up. It's a 4 p.m. doubleheader and upside down night. Everything flipped, nothing normal, all Curve chaos. Then it's Armed Forces weekend Friday through Sunday. Friday night hits first with a military anthem themed fireworks show presented by Aerial Communications, Overwatch Security, East Broadtop Railroad, Breeze Line, and UPMC Altoona. Saturday, first 1,000 fans score a military t-shirt giveaway presented by Martin Oil, PSCOA, Sweat for Vets, CareSmart Solutions, and Warriors Weapons and Wheels. Sunday, we close it out with military rock themed fireworks presented by Southern Alleghenies EMS, Breeze Line, and Academy Sports. Get your tickets today at altoonacurve.com by calling 877-99-CURVE or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Make your way to Curve PA today!
Founded in 1990 by Ron and Kathy Beatty, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning offers Central Pennsylvania residential and commercial clients the very best in carpet and upholstery cleaning. With 40 years plus experience in the cleaning industry, Ron maintains certifications as a master cleaner and restoration technician. Staffed by mature family men with honor and trust, Ron Beatty is on every job as well to ensure the best possible service. With all new state-of-the-art equipment, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning uses cleaning agents and processes that create a healthier environment for your home. In addition, Ron Beatty extracts all of the dirty water directly to his truck. Absolutely nothing is disposed of down your pipes or drains. Other services include ceramic tile and ceiling, water extraction and structural drying, mattress cleaning and thermal imaging inspections. If quality workmanship, trustworthiness, and exceptional customer experience is important to you, call Ron Beatty at 941-1000 to schedule your appointment today. Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, 941-1000.
Leitner Communications, hats off to heroes. Every day we salute a local first responder who puts their life on the line for us every day. If you know of a first responder we can salute, please go to any of our station websites or leitnercommunications.com and fill out the form. Hats off to heroes is brought to you by
Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Kogan Electrical Services, Neely Strange Shop Polish Pottery and More, and 3 Echo Emergency Solutions.
Listen weekdays as we take our hats off to heroes.
See Referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA Plus. Now you've got WRTA Mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Fox News, I'm Ted Linder. At least 10 people injured following a shooting near Arcadia Lake in Edmond, Oklahoma, Sunday night. Edmond police spokesperson saying the victims are in various conditions. Police telling Fox 25 Oklahoma City, two men wearing ski masks opened fire on a group of people at what attendees described as a Sunday fun day event. No suspects are in custody. President Trump responding to a new peace proposal from Iran and has indicated he's not too optimistic it can end the conflict.
The president told reporters he'd like to eliminate Iran's remaining 15% ballistic missile capacity, and he left the door wide open for restarting military strikes in Iran.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis. For now, a three-week ceasefire continues to hold. America's listening to Fox News.
Free and partly sunny. 635 Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. A $500,000 lawsuit has been filed against Everett Mayor Harry Leonard, Police Chief Thaddeus Yothers, and Officer Stephen Kagerice, alleging a pattern of sexual misconduct, harassment, and an orchestrated cover-up. The suit claims Kagerice abused a plaintiff in the 1980s and later engaged in intimidation, while top town officials ignored complaints and obstructed justice. The defendants are represented by Pittsburgh-based attorney Charles Saul, and after having filed a request for an extension to respond to the allegations, they have until tomorrow to do so. Nearly 100 criminal cases in Center County are under review after former Spring Township police officer Stephen Cutchess admitted to filing false reports and misconduct, prompting the Attorney General's office to get in the investigation. District Attorney Bernie Cantora confirmed that 4 DUI cases have already been dismissed and dozens more are being scrutinized because Cutchess can no longer testify following his resignation last month. More cases are expected to be dismissed as prosecutors review evidence, with notifications already being sent to defense attorneys regarding tainted cases. Bridge rehab work begins today on Convention Center Boulevard in Blair County, requiring single-lane restrictions over Brush Run in Allegheny Township. The nearly $135,000 project includes deck repairs, new markings, and epoxy treatments, with completion expected by July. PennDOT advises motorists to expect 3 to 5 minute delays. Drought conditions continue to improve across Pennsylvania. The latest update from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows no drought conditions currently present in nearly two-thirds of the state. Blair County, however, we're still under a drought watch. Attorney General Dave Sunday is now joining an antitrust lawsuit aimed at blocking the merger of two major TV companies. California Attorney General Rob Bonta announced last Sunday that several other Republican attorneys general have joined a federal lawsuit blocking the merger of Tegna and Nexstar, making it a bipartisan effort. There are now 13 states represented in this lawsuit, which would stop the companies from owning 264 television stations in the United States. Sunday said rising TV service subscription costs are already stretching budgets, and this merger would only push those budgets closer to breaking. Oh, gee, they're finally worried about people's budgets. I'm going to save that for the end. University of Pittsburgh is now planning to offer free classes at regional campuses. The new initiative was announced over the weekend. The program will be open to Pennsylvania residents with an annual household income of less than $75,000. Students at Johnstown, Greensburg, and Bradford campuses will be able to take advantage of the offer beginning in the fall. Pennsylvania lawmakers are debating competing proposals to temporarily suspend the state's high gas tax in response to rising pump prices, with Senate bill proposing a 60-day pause and a House version aiming for 6 months. We like that one better. Supporters argue the move is a necessary relief for residents, while opponents warn it could threaten funding for PennDOT and state police. Well, just keep raising the tolls on the turnpike. That ought to solve the problem. Currently, the average cost of regular gas in Pennsylvania is anywhere from $4.41 to $4.52. Here in our neck of the woods, it's $4.49. And I really regret hesitate to read this story, but may the force be with you. No, it says may the force be with you this May 4th, which is today. People around the world will celebrate Star Wars Day, the unofficial holiday honoring Jedi, droids, and the Force, doesn't get its roots from a galaxy far, far away. Instead, it dates back to 1979 in Britain, when Margaret Thatcher was named Britain's first female prime minister. To celebrate her victory, her party took out an ad in the London Evening News saying, "May the Fourth be with you, Maggie." Congratulations. The catchy pun has since been the unofficial greeting for Star Wars fans on this day. Yay. All right, here's the sports.
Good weekend for the Buccos. After being swept by St. Louis last week, they turned the tables on the Reds over the weekend and finished off a sweep with a 1-0 win over the Reds yesterday. The only run came in the eighth inning. Connor Griffin led off with a double, singled home by O'Neill Cruz, Wavy Winston. The Bucs pitching staff kept the Reds in check all day long, allowing only 4 hits. Even with the sweep, the Pirates are still in last place in the Central, 3.5 games back of the Cubbies. Bucs are off today. They're headed to Arizona. It was a good weekend for the Altoona Curve. They got 4 runs in the 8th inning yesterday afternoon and went on to defeat Richmond 7-2. Jack Brannigan and Kaner Delgado each homered in the win for Altoona. and continued a recent uptick in long balls. Altoona and Richmond split the series, which doubled the amount of losses for Richmond. They only had three coming in. Now they have six. The entire Eastern League, as usual, off today. How do Pens fans feel today after watching the Flyers take them out of the playoffs last week? Pens fans can take some solace this morning as Carolina humbled the Flyers Saturday night 3-0 in Game 1 of the NHL quarterfinals. A strong goaltending performance held Philly scoreless. The Flyers have scored only three goals in their last three games, and Game 2 is tonight. Montreal advanced to the second round, taking down Tampa Bay 2-1. And it's Montreal and Buffalo in the next round. Who would have picked that at the beginning of the season?
Me. The Habs, buddy. Anybody that knows me.
Okay.
The Habs.
You didn't pick Buffalo, though.
No, I didn't, no.
Okay.
That's a lie.
Penn State basketball.
Elon.
Penn State basketball has welcomed a new addition. Brant Byers has transferred to Happy Valley after playing at Miami of Ohio. He was part of last season's team that started out 31-0 and lost in the play-in round of the NCAA tournament. Byers has 2 years of eligibility remaining, and he is a native of Chambersburg, probably. The Penn State men's volleyball team lost to Cal Irvine on Friday in the NCAA National Tournament. Penn State finished 22-8 for the season. High school baseball from Saturday, Williamsport defeated Altoona 6-4. Bald Eagle topped Penn Cambria 9-5. And in softball, Southern Huntingdon beat Tyrone 3-1. On the agenda today, in baseball, it's BG at Phillipsburg, Central at Penns Valley, Huntingdon at Bellwood, Williamsburg at Moe Valley, Tyrone at Bald Eagle, West Branch at Glendale, Penn Cambria at Forest Hills, and Central Dauphin at Altoona. Softball today, Phillipsburg at BG, Penns Valley at Central, Bellwood at Huntingdon, Williamsburg at Penns Manor, Bald Eagle at Tyrone, Claysburg at Southern Huntingdon, Forest Hills at Penn Cambria, Mount Union at Glendale, and Altoona will be at Central Dauphin. 44, partly sunny. It is 6:43 WRTA mornings.
Suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Learn how over 15,000 sufferers regained their comfort, mobility, and quality of life with Tri-State Neuropathy Center's successful treatment plan that is FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and drug-free. Here's Sean Ritchie, D.C., and Tri-State's founder, about one of their many satisfied patients.
One thing I like about having the most effective treatment protocol on the market for peripheral neuropathy is the stories that we hear. Like Karen, she suffered with neuropathy for 3 years, and it got so bad that she couldn't even wear her normal shoes. In fact, she got rid of them and can only wear Skechers. After going through the program, now she's able to wear any shoes she wants, and she's very disappointed that she got rid of all her other shoes.
Tri-State Neuropathy Centers helped Karen. Let them help you next. Call 814-201-2228 for an initial free consultation. That's 814-201-2228. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, the leader in treating peripheral neuropathy. Learn more at marydanstin.com.
Now that spring is finally here and you're spending more time outdoors, you might have noticed some things on and around your home that need repaired or renovated. It's Joe to the rescue. Call Joe's Lawn Care and Handyman Service at 814-414-5191. From something as small as installing a doorknob to the larger tasks of painting, building a deck, or even building a house, Joe's Lawn Care and Handyman Service can handle it, all at budget-friendly rates. Give Joe a call today, 814-414-5191. Joe's Lawn Care and Handyman Service.
And Doug.
There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no, we help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This deer season, John Deere wants to give you the home field advantage. We're bringing you the best offers of the season, whether that's cash off on select new machines or a shot at the ultimate Major League Baseball prize package. Because right now, you can enter for a chance to win an MLB All-Star experience for you and three friends, complete with travel and lodging for All-Star Week this July. Deer season is going on now through June 3rd. Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to enter and view the offers and complete contest rules. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WRTA Community Events.
The Altoona Symphony Orchestra, under the direction of Maestro Nick Palmer, presents Lights, Camera, and Music, a celebration of film and Broadway, Saturday, May 9th, 7:30 at the Mishler Theater in downtown Altoona. Tickets are available in the Mishler box office, next door at the Blair County Arts Foundation office, or by going to MishlerTheater.org. Have a nonprofit event? Send it to us 2.5 weeks in advance at the Events tab of our station's website.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The monthly employment report for April is released this Friday. Economist John Lonsky says last week's numbers on new unemployment claims suggest the job market is holding up.
This latest weekly estimate of jobless claims was at a near historic low. My goodness. And this tells me the labor market is still doing well.
Lonsky says it's possible the numbers will be upbeat.
We had a big positive surprise in March. Maybe we get another positive surprise for the month of April.
Today, earnings are released by tech giant Palantir, Paramount Skydance, Tyson Foods, and others. New York Fed President John Williams speaks today. Also this week, reports on new home sales, updates on the service sector of the economy, and construction spending. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be breezy and warmer with a mix of clouds and sunshine, leading to a pleasant afternoon with a high of 73. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 56. Tomorrow, expect breezy and very warm conditions with intervals of sunshine and a high of 79. By Wednesday, it will be breezy and cooler with occasional rain showers and a high of 62. Thursday will bring cloudy skies and breezy conditions with a few showers and a high of 54. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Scenic views overlooking Blair County from the WRTA studio, only on WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Ilhan Omar, low IQ, okay? A Democrat over in the US. Now, she said some really dumb things, but I've got to say, this was her finest. Ilhan, how many world wars has there been?
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
World War XI. Wow, Ilhan. Again, not bright, low IQ, World War XI. There you go. Some history lessons for you both from a star Democrat. This could be
but
the
after embarrassing herself, she could
day.
At least go and get a nice, refreshing Slurpee from 7-2.
That is a very, very a good point.
So it's just astounding that this person keeps
we
getting elected to Congress.
$49 garden hose nozzle.
No, we don't need a $49 garden hose nozzle. But it's astounding that people keep electing her to Congress. And then that follows up with the Learing Center. I just found out about that yesterday. I guess this was a while ago, according to Dave.
Yeah, it was.
But
back when there was snow in Minnesota.
She was educated at the Learing Center.
By the way, another texter said he forgot about World War VII. That was metric versus standard.
Oh, is that what she meant? Oh, okay. So we missed 8 world wars, according to Ilhan Omar, congresswoman, who knows nothing about, really nothing. She doesn't know anything about world history, apparently. I wonder if she knows about the Korean War or the Vietnam conflict or the Korean police action and the Vietnam conflict or Desert Storm or Desert Shield. Maybe she's counting all of those as world wars, which they weren't.
No, it was somebody wrote her script
yeah, I love it.
And did Roman numerals, and she saw it as 11. And not even thinking, never pre-read, never did anything, because that's right, Elon, this is easy. This is real easy. Mm. All I have to do is stand in front of a microphone and read a script. You have to have a brain too, Scarecrow.
Oh, maybe she had to go visit the wizard.
Oh. And whom would said wizard be?
Oh,
Nancy?
My. Oh, yeah, Nancy Lugosi. Yeah. Oh, boy. And this comes from a woman who married...
Did you see her and AOC skipping down the yellow brick road? to see the wizard.
Yeah, they'd probably get lost.
Yeah,
they
right.
They would definitely take a wrong turn somewhere and end up in Albuquerque. Like Bugs Bunny did. Or he wanted to make the left turn at Albuquerque. I'd love for her to spell Albuquerque.
Oh, boy.
I can't. I can't spell it. Nope. I'd love to see her. Love to see her on the spelling bee.
Time now for the Learing Center Spelling Bee.
S-P-E-L-I-N-G. Spelling. S-P-E-L-I-N-G. Wrong. Go back to Congress.
Insurance is dumb.
Oh, yeah. Did he spell insurance right? No.
He did not. That's what the teacher says.
Omar, your word is bubble. B-U-B-E-L. Bubble.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Omar, yes or no? Huh? You want to vote?
It's not a binary choice.
Oh, my goodness. U.S. congressperson.
Yep. Qualifications out the yin yang.
That just goes to prove you need absolutely no experience to get elected to Congress. You don't have to have a background to get elected to Congress in Minnesota, apparently.
By the way, somebody's on a roll with the texting who says, due to the sad state of education in Minnesota, most Somalis are only able to steal at a fifth grade level.
Ooh, I'm not touching that one.
Okay, I'll tell you what, if that's a fifth grade level, I'll hire a few of them. If they can walk away with that much money,
yeah, well, actually,
they're stealing pretty well.
Fifth grade, you'd be up to stealing gold bullion. Sixth grade would be platinum. Seventh grade, you take over the world markets.
Wow.
You know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
AccuWeather says breezy and warmer. Times of clouds and sun, pleasant this afternoon and 73. Tonight, partly cloudy, 56. Breezy, very warm tomorrow, 79. Breezy and cooler Wednesday, 62. Cooler yet on Thursday, 54. And breezy in the afternoon and 56 on Friday. It's 6:54, 44, and partly sunny at WRTA Mornings.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are your bad feet making you grumpy all day, like Dan was?
I was born with a sunny disposition, but I had so much knee pain and foot pain, I wasn't that way anymore. I didn't know what to do. But then I'm driving down the street one day and my knee's hurting, and I see a Good Feet store. I thought, what do I have to lose?
Good Feet arch supports aren't just a cushion or a flimsy shoe insert. We have a system of arch supports designed to create better alignment for all four of your foot's arches. And the only place to get the Good Feet system is at the Good Feet store.
Once I got my arch supports from Good Feet, I just went back to being my happy self again. My wife noticed it. My friends noticed it. Even my dog noticed it. I just wish that I'd found Good Feet 20 or 30 years ago. I've got my sunny back.
Visit the new store in Logan Town Center across from Barnes & Noble. Book your free fitting at goodfeet.com.
Thanks to the Good Feet store.
I'm Dorothy Colony with Colony Realty Group Limited, and I can list your home for 2.5% commission.
I'm Cinnamon Colony Chapman with Colony Realty Group Limited, and I can list your home for a 2.5% commission.
Let us put our combined 60-plus years of real estate experience to work for you.
We can work together to sell your home so you get two for the price of one. Call Colony Realty Group Limited, the key to your new home.
ColonyRealtyGroup.com.
Bergmeyer's Hauling, Inc., a family-owned business, has been providing residential business industrial trash service, garbage collection, and recycling services for over 46 years. Bergmeyer's service area includes counties and major municipalities throughout Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Maryland. Bergmeyer's can serve all of your disposal needs, from garbage collection at reasonable prices to waste stream analysis in industrial settings. Bergmeyer's is currently looking to fill the position of customer service rep and IT tech. Call 800-491-8975 for Bergmeyer's Hauling.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
While you were scrolling Instagram yesterday, an AI somewhere decided you're not qualified for a job you haven't even applied for yet. Sound crazy? It's happening. I'm Kim Komando for NetSuite. AI is here, and your competitors are already using it. If your revenue is over seven figures, get their free guide, Demystifying AI, at netsuite.com/Kim. AI is screening resumes before a human ever sees them. It's setting your insurance rates based on satellite photos. It's deciding your loan approval based on whether you shop at discount stores or pay bills late at night. One company brags they can predict if you'll default on a loan with a 95% accuracy by watching just how fast you type the application. The worst part? When AI gets it wrong, the damage follows you for years. Here's how to fight back. Pull your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. Dispute anything wrong. Then lock down your social media. The AI revolution isn't coming. It's here. And that's why you need my free newsletter. It's 5-star rated at getkim.com.
Every business owner I talk to asks the same question. How do I make AI work for me? Not someday, today. Sitting on the sidelines is not an option. Your competitors aren't waiting. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one AI cloud ERP, trusted by over 43,000 businesses. It pulls your financials, inventory, commerce, HR, and CRM into one system. When everything lives in one place, your AI knows your business. It doesn't guess. It knows. You make decisions based on the data and AI, not on your gut. You get alerted to red flags before they turn into problems and make fast, confident decisions that move the needle. How do I know? I'm bringing NetSuite into my business right now. From software and IT services to healthcare, equipment manufacturing, financial services, and many other great American industries, NetSuite delivers a customized solution for your business. If your revenues are at least seven figures, get NetSuite's free business guide, Demystifying AI, right now. It's free to you at netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim, netsuite.com/Kim.
Okay, we're going to have a busy second hour. We've got the guests and we've got contest.
Yeah, we do. You can win stuff by texting. It's easy.
Yes, get your phones.
Okay.
No dialing required.
That I say. That I say. What do I say, Carol?
Blair County's election headquarters. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona.
Who went on a shooting spree and why?
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Big questions near Oklahoma City, where there was a mass shooting late last night during a party at Lake Arcadia. At least 12 people hospitalized.
We understand the concern from the public and those involved, and we are working extremely hard to find these suspects and help these victims.
Edmond, Oklahoma police spokeswoman Emily Ward also hospitalized Rudy Giuliani in critical condition in Florida. We haven't been told what his illness is. The former New York City mayor was also a Trump lawyer and advisor in the president's first term, a key player in the attempts to overturn the 2020 Trump election loss. The president on Truth Social calls Giuliani a true warrior. Another post details something new in the conflict with Iran called Project Freedom.
The president calls this a humanitarian mission in the Strait of Hormuz to try to get these ships out of the Persian Gulf. Here's what he wrote on Truth Social. For the good of Iran, the Middle East, and the United States, we have told these countries that we will guide their ships safely out of these restricted waterways so that they can freely and ably get on with their business. Now, this comes as there were reports of at least two more ships coming under attack over the weekend. Iran's threats have bottled up traffic in the Gulf and disrupted world oil markets.
That's Fox's Doug Luzader. Iran State TV reports they prevented the entry of U.S. warships in an area of the strait. The price of oil is up again this morning. Morning, gas up another penny. AAA's national average for regular $4.45 a gallon, 34 cents higher than a week ago. Three people are dead on a cruise ship.
The deaths are being put down to hantavirus, a rare infection usually passed to humans by rodents. At least three more are sick, including one who's in intensive care. The outbreak happened on board the MV Hondius on a trip from southern Argentina to the Cape Verde Islands off West Africa.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. There's a search in Morocco for two missing American soldiers taking part in military exercises there. It's feared they fell off a cliff. America's listening to Fox News.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. Stop paying the big guys twice what you need to. Dial #250, say my name, that's #250, micro, to switch to Pure Talk, where the savings are truly unlimited.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Cole Allen returns to court today in Washington. The suspect in the White House Correspondents' Dinner attack has a hearing. Among the charges he faces, attempting to assassinate the president. Now an update on the case against James Comey, the former FBI director turned Trump critic, indicted again months after the first case accusing him of lying to Congress was dismissed.
James Comey was indicted last week on charges that included threatening the life of President Trump. Comey posted a photo of seashells arranged to read 8647. Acting Attorney General Blanche on NBC's Meet the Press said the indictment goes further.
The seashells are part of that case. I mean, that's what the public sees. But without a doubt, and it should be evident by the fact that it's been 11 months since the posting and the indictment, there is an investigation that takes place.
Comey has not entered a plea in court, but responded in a social media post that he is still innocent of any crime. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are falling before this week's trading. In the NBA playoffs, Cleveland beat Toronto 114-102 to advance to the second round. And the top seed in the East, Detroit, also moved on in a game seven.
303 times in NBA playoff history, one team had a 3-1 series lead. Before Saturday, only 13 teams had blown a 3-1 lead and lost the series. Since Saturday, it's happened twice. First, the 76ers won their third in a row against the Celtics to advance to the second round against the Knicks. Sunday in Detroit, the Pistons, who had won an Eastern Conference best 60 games in the regular season, completed their unlikely comeback from 3-1 down to win a playoff series with three straight wins. After Detroit had come back from 24 down in Game 6 to force Game 7, Pistons won the decider at home in convincing fashion, 116-94.
Fox's Jaron Max. In hockey's playoffs, Montreal beat Tampa Bay 2-1 in a Game 7 to advance out of Round 1. Colorado beat Minnesota 9-6 in the start of their second round series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox.
The headlines that matter. The conversations you need.
I believe we all have to sit down and talk this out.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The NBA playoffs first round ended with a couple of Game 7s on Sunday. Detroit at home eliminated Orlando 116-94. Cade Cunningham, 32 points, 12 assists. Then Cleveland came back for a home win against Toronto in a Game 7, 114-102. Jared Allen, 22 points, 19 rebounds. Cleveland now goes to number one seed Detroit for a Game 1 of the next round Tuesday. The second round in the NBA starts Monday, including Minnesota at San Antonio. Minnesota star Anthony Edwards was upgraded to questionable with the knee injury. In the NHL playoffs, Colorado won 9-6 over Minnesota in their second round opener, 14 different goal scores. The first round ended with Montreal's Game 7 victory at Tampa Bay, 2-1. Cameron Young won by 6 strokes in Miami. NASCAR win at Texas for Chase Elliott. Sunday night ball game went to the Detroit Tigers, 7-1 over Texas.
The true purpose of high school sports is not about playing time or winning trophies. It's not about getting college scholarships or going pro. If that's your focus, you're missing the point. High school sports are about teaching life lessons and helping students become better people. While winning is the goal, growing is the purpose of high school sports, and we believe that is worth protecting.
Let's join together to protect the purpose of high school sports. Visit protectthepurpose.com. This message presented by the NFHS and the PIAA.
Hey, it's Joe Pags. Are you ready for the latest news of the day? We're talking about local, state, international. We're going to be all over it. Plus, we're going to give you the proper spin, which means we're going to tell you the truth. Plus, we open the phone lines to hear from you as well. Doesn't matter what the topic is. We're going to be all over it. Plus, we're going to make you think, going to make you angry, going to make you smile, might make you laugh, might even get you to sing along. Don't miss even 1 second of the Joe Pags Show right here. Weeknight, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Here's today's Eye on Travel Minute with CBS News travel editor Peter Greenberg.
When it comes to train travel in America, there's one given. The tracks are old and not built for high-speed travel. And the train cars themselves are very old, in some cases approaching 50 years of service. But now Amtrak is at least making the ride more comfortable and efficient, although not faster. They're updating the aging fleet of long-distance trains. More than 800 new rail cars have been ordered for 14 routes, bigger and better seats, bigger bathrooms, and stronger Wi-Fi. And according to the U.S. Department of Transportation, the new cars will be on the tracks in 2027. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
To be moderator of Face the Nation means bringing the most powerful stakeholders to the table.
Why doesn't he tell Republicans, come into my office, let's hammer this thing out?
Margaret, it's a totally fair question.
Face the Nation, CBS Sunday.
If it's happening on your block, we'll tell you about it first.
All of our friends and neighbors, they all listen to you.
Your voice in the community. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
One of the challenges of searching for a new and better job is that you not only have to master the art of job search, but you have to do it alone. You have no boss, no supervisor to set goals or to review your work. Studies prove that people are motivated to work harder when they know that others are watching. When we are observed, people run faster, they're more creative, and they think harder about problems. Either out of fear or a desire to impress, people generally achieve better outcomes when there is some accountability. So candidates who are frustrated in their search might consider making themselves accountable to someone else in their job search. Try making daily and weekly goals and then reporting on your progress to a spouse or a friend. Job search often feels aimless and futile, but making yourself accountable to someone else can give you the focus and intensity you need to land your next job. With your next job, I'm Steven Greenberg.
Fox Facts.
Alarm clocks are designed to wake you up at a time of your choosing, but one of the earliest versions didn't do that. In 1787, an American inventor named Levi Hutchins built a mechanical alarm clock. There was just one catch. It could only ring at a single time, 4 o'clock in the morning. That wasn't a flaw. It was by design. Hutchins built the clock specifically to wake himself up for work. It wasn't something he sold, just a one-of-a-kind device for his own routine. It would take another 60 years before someone changed that. In 1847, French inventor Antoine Redier patented one of the first adjustable alarm clocks, finally allowing people to choose when they wanted to wake up. But the original idea was much simpler. One person, one time, 4 a.m. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man has been arrested in Florida 33 years after the execution-style killing of a couple in the Bronx. Homeland Security agents arrested 62-year-old William Antonio Solis in Tampa. He's been indicted on three counts, including two murder charges. The killings made headlines in June of 1993 as the Bronx dealt with a summer of violence fueled by rival drug gangs. But it stood out because the couple's three-year-old son had watched his parents be taken away by the gunman before they were killed. According to court documents filed this week, three men agreed to meet Luis Guerrero at an apartment to buy 2 kilos of cocaine, but really planned to steal 6 kilos. Guerrero's wife was lured to the apartment with her son. The case went cold, even though police collected fingerprints at the scene. A match didn't come until last year. It's not clear why Solis wasn't a suspect sooner. Prosecutors say Solis fled New York a year later in December of 1994 and settled in Tampa. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Hi, this is Donna Gordy. Who are you going to call when you don't know who to call? Just call 211. 211 is free and confidential. 211 has a comprehensive database of information about health and human services. It's a free service of Pennsylvania 211 and Contact Altoona. Remember, when in doubt, just call 211 or go online at pa211central.info.
Wherever you go, you can take us along. Listen to our live stream and never miss a thing. Listen during a root canal. Listen on the bus. Listen during your kid's school play. Shh, just don't let them catch you doing it. Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream free on the Lightner Radio app.
On 98.5 FM, on your smart speaker, and on the Lightner Radio app.
I'm always connected to the breaking news when it happens.
You're tuned in to Central PA's biggest conversation.
It's where we all come to talk.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be breezy and warmer with a mix of clouds and sunshine leading to a pleasant afternoon with a high of 73. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 56. Tomorrow expect breezy and very warm conditions with intervals of sunshine and a high of 79. By Wednesday, it will be breezy and cooler with occasional rain showers and a high of 62. Thursday will bring cloudy skies and breezy conditions with a few showers and a high of 54. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
All right. Thanks, AI Joe, G.I. Joe. 46. Now it says 44 and partly sunny, but we're going to get up there today. In the news, Everett's borough of Everett named in a $500,000 lawsuit because of police misconduct in one Center County municipality. Cases are under review in Center County, and there's going to be some bridge work that's going to delay traffic. Not a whole lot here in Blair County. All that coming up in sports. The Pirates with a great weekend. They swept the then first place Cincinnati Reds. They knocked them back to second. The Curve had a decent week against the best team in the league, Richmond. They split three, including taking two of the last three. And we'll have high school baseball and softball for you. And quote of the year coming up next once again.
Welcome to hour number two of America's favorite morning talk show.
Good morning. You guys do a fantastic job.
Well, maybe Altoona's favorite.
Okay.
Well, maybe the guy that lives in Dry Run with his rooster, Bob. Here's WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
What's the worst day of the week that gets us all depressed? M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Here comes more aggravation and a brand new week of stress. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S. Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Monday sucks.
Forever will it make you want to cry, 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 sing. Come along and sing this song, now get it off your chest. M-O-N-D-A-Y-S-U-C-K-S.
Ilhan Omar,
low IQ, okay? A Democrat over in the US. Now, she said some really dumb things, but I've got to say, this was her finest. Ilan, how many world wars has there been?
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
World War XI. Wow, Ilan. Again, not bright, low IQ, World War XI. There you go. Some history lessons for you both from a star Democrat. This could be the
one. After embarrassing herself, she could at least go and get a nice, refreshing Slurpee from 7-2.
But that is a very, very good point.
The nice. Best part of that is the 7-2.
Slurpee.
You build a $49 garden hose.
Yeah, that was from garden hose guy again. Oh, like, okay, buddy, look, I don't want your thing you're selling. Anyway, that's a United States congressperson. Yep, that's what's running the country. World War XI. Well, you know, you just never know, do you?
That's pretty much true. As a matter of fact, I'm just doing a little research here on how the owner of the Pirates is going to get rich.
Quit paying the players.
His team has adopted the traffic cone as part of their celebrations.
Yeah, I don't get that. But.
And, well, actually, it came allegedly. The story was told yesterday and on the TV broadcast that somebody had a T-shirt on in the plane and there was a traffic cone on the T-shirt and it said, raise it. And so it's like, you know, because that's been Brownie's new phrase for the Jolly Roger. He just says, raise it, because saying raise the Jolly Roger takes too long. He just says, raise it. Anyway.
So that's how the traffic cone.
Yep.
And now they're peppering up in the stands now.
Yeah.
When they get a crowd.
Well, and the other thing about it is this is great for the owner of the Pirates because he can sell these things. It's like I'm seeing some of these small traffic cones that, these ones are too small. I did a search for small plastic cones. But at any rate, he can get these for maybe $20, and he can sell each one at the stadium for $20. He could get a whole pack of them for $20 and sell them to you for $20.
And he could put some reflective tape around it to make them safer and sell them for $30.
Oh, yeah.
That's the deluxe model.
The deluxe model. There were ones that people had yesterday that had no reflective tape on them. And so, therefore, I mean, that may already be in action. It's part of the marketing of the Pittsburgh Pirates, and Mr. Nutting will benefit.
Somebody's making pasta out there. Smell it.
Okay.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Okay, what's up?
So that cone thing, actually, from what they said at the beginning of the season, goes even further back than that. So there is a, whatever this site is that sells, that's officially licensed by Major League Baseball to sell caps and jerseys and what have you. They had this thing in Pittsburgh's section of a cone, and it said the same thing, just raise it. And there was no explanation to it, and people were like, what is this? And they started passing around and all that, and they just sort of adopted it. That's what, like, the guys on the TV broadcast said at the beginning of the year, because no one had a clue what was going on, and they went into great lengths over several innings to tell that story. And I still don't know the significance of it. I don't know if it was an accident or if they were trying to do something on that site. But that's what I
the original story behind that goes.
All right. Well, all I know is if Nutting's selling them at PNC Park, he's getting rich over it, I can tell you.
Yeah, the poor guy needs to make a little money.
I know. Yeah. He's suffering.
Okay. After he gave that contract to Connor Griffin, I mean, he took a major step backwards.
That's it. That's why the Cones became popular.
He has to recoup that $140 million.
Well, if you look at the structure of that contract, too, I think he's ready to pull the wool over everyone's eyes, if you ask me. It's heavy on the back end.
Yeah.
So the first several years is kind of low comparatively. And if he changes his mind at any point, he can dump the rest of that contract and be out just what a very few million a year contract. So these guys are rich for a reason. You know, they set these contracts up, and I'm amazed that the representatives of these players allow it to happen, but they do. Just like the Ohtani with the Dodgers, So this contract he got, they immediately sold contracts to Japanese baseball, and they've got that $700 million wrapped up already in contracts with baseball, and they don't owe him anything for years and years because they agreed to, I think, $7 million a year for 800 million years or some BS like that. But they've already recouped their money, and they're going to profit even more. So,
well, yeah.
I guess give it to them for being financially smart, but it's just crazy that they're allowed to do it and other teams are just sit there to just collect the luxury tax and be wealthy on their own, I guess.
Yeah, that's the way it works nowadays.
Teacher, we're going to give you $several million. You take that and like it.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Here's your baseball welfare check.
Right.
And that's what Bob, thanks. That's what Bob does every spring. He gets his baseball welfare money and, okay, I'm good.
Yep.
See you next spring.
Mm-hmm.
But not next year, though, because lockout headed our way.
All right. Now, what is coming up on Sunday? Well, that'd be Mother's Day.
Yes, it would.
And so we're saluting moms this week, and you could be the winner of... We have a set of Anya Hay. Sterling silver with turquoise and bezel set cubic zirconia necklace and a companion sterling silver bezel set cubic zirconia bracelet. So you get a bracelet and a necklace as the grand prize. We'll give that away on Friday, but to lead up to that, right now, get your texting fingers ready. Because if you text in the correct answer to our question, which is, what black and white TV mom are we talking about? And that would be, just give us the name, give us your name. And, of course, we'll have the rest of the information because of the way email and texting works. So the name of the TV mom that we're talking about and your name. And then we'll pick from the correct answers, we'll pick qualifiers, and you'll get 4 vouchers to use at any Curve baseball game. So our very first TV mom played a fictionalized version of herself along her real husband and sons. And it was at times, difficult show. Because her sons stayed on the show, and the show ran for 14 years. So there you go. The actress played a fictionalized version of herself, and the show ran for 14 years. And her real husband and sons were part of the cast. So it was a real family. But it was fictionalized. All right, text your answer with your name to 814-946-0435. We'll continue to take guesses for about the next 10 minutes or so, and then we'll let you know who the first qualifier for the sterling silver necklace and bracelet you'll be qualified to win that. And you'll get pretty good odds, 1 in 4.
So it's 25%.
Yeah, so there. Find a lottery that gives you those kind of odds. Okay, 814-946-0435. Text in your answer. Who was that? Use the character name. And in this case, that won't be hard.
Yeah, text, no phone calls. It's much easier to text. A lot more people can play.
Okay, text at 814-946-0435. And the first one I looked at is incorrect. So we'll delete that one. Let's see if the second one. Ah, well, and you might guess who'd correctly identify that. By the way, Dry Run sent us his guess, and he has two I's. I, capitals. He says, TV show 11. Not to be confused with any world wars you may have.
Absolutely not. And by that, see, now there's a great trivia question we could ask someday. Can you name all the world wars between World War II and World War XI? And can you name what years they took place?
Okay. By the way, another incorrect answer has come in. So
now we need correct answers.
Nope. That one's incorrect. We have one correct answer.
Well, we'll get more, but you, and then you'll have the grand drawing of the name next half hour.
Let me give you the clues again. She played a fictionalized version of herself along with her real husband and sons. And the show ran for 14 years. Okay? Those are your two clues. I figured that'd kind of make it easy.
Shows are lucky now today to make it to 14 episodes.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I talked to an actress once, and she told me that the reason they put that show on, I think it ran for 6 episodes. She said ABC needed a tax write-off, and that's why they came up with the show. They wrote the show. They went out, they filmed it, and they said, we're canceling after 6, and it was all for a tax write-off. She was used as a tax write-off.
Everything is money.
Just so the paycheck was okay, you know?
I guess.
AccuWeather says breezy and warmer times of sun and clouds. Pleasant this afternoon, 73. Partly cloudy, 56 tonight. 79 tomorrow. Breezy, very warm. Get ready for Wednesday. The high will just be 62 and we'll have rain. Couple of showers Thursday and 54. Couple of showers Friday, 56. 44, partly sunny at 727 WRTA mornings.
Today's Real Good News is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church of Tyrone, and our reading is in Exodus chapter 3, beginning in verse 2. The Bible says, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, and he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Everyone needs a place where they have met the Lord.
The Hollidaysburg Area School District K through 12 Art Show is Tuesday, May 5th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the U.S. Hotel's Liberty Hall, 401 South Juniata Street. There'll be selected artwork from students of all grades throughout the district. Admission is free, but donations are welcome. Blossoms in the Berg happens on Saturday, May 9th from noon until 3. You can celebrate with businesses throughout downtown with spring sales and specials, in-store pop-ups, food and flower vendors, live music from the Evergreens, plus family activities including a petting zoo. This list of events is brought to you by Epic Pyrotechnics, JP Mortgage Lending, Reeder Timber Services, Keller Engineers, Holiday Pools and Spas,
Five Star Power Sports in Duncansville, Everett Railroad, and Allegheny Trade Company. There's always something happening in Hollidaysburg.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Welcome to Best Buy Pizza. Can I take your order, please?
We dare, we dare, we dare, dare to be square.
Thank you. Please pull around.
Whether it's before the game or after the game, make a stop at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg. You'll get it fast and get it fresh. Ask for the 3-cut special, the 10-cut special, or any of your favorite subs or salads. If you're feeding a crowd, you'll need the 28-cut party pizza. Satisfy your hunger at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg.
Best Way Pizza.
During Neil Walker's 12 seasons in Major League Baseball, he wasn't a big prankster. However, he describes one of his better clubhouse pranks.
It was probably one of the better pranks that I personally have pulled off. I wasn't a huge prankster, but I certainly was somebody that tried to keep things light in the clubhouse. And I would try to do some fun things to make sure that there was guys on edge or team was struggling recently, that guys were still laughing and having fun and not focused on the negative things, because this baseball is just such a hard game and there's so much negativity and so easy to go 0-for-5 or get knocked out in the second inning as a pitcher. But in 2019, I was with the Marlins in spring training, and it was a younger group and a group that Curtis Granderson and myself were kind of there as the quote-unquote veteran players, and we try to do a good job of making sure we're helping the younger guys and so on and so forth. But I noticed kind of early in spring training that a lot of these young guys had a hard time waking up, and so I wanted to change up the morning routine. Well, one day I went in earlier than pretty much everybody, and I went into the bathroom, into the stalls, and I crawled underneath the stalls and locked them from the inside out. I took pairs of cleats and shoes and set them up with baseball pants on top of them, so it looked like there were people in about 5 or 6 of the stalls. When the team started coming in and having their morning breakfast and coffee and were getting ready to start their day, there was probably a 15-person line to get into the bathroom, and nobody could figure out why it was taking so long. And it took a good 30 minutes before somebody realized that there was not people in the in the bathroom, in the stalls. And those were a pair of shoes and a pair of pants that looked like somebody was in there, but there was nobody in there. And it didn't take long for people to figure out that I was the culprit behind that, and made for a good laugh. But one of my better pranks that I had pulled off during my time playing.
That's your 2-minute timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. The U.S. military stepping in is called Protect Freedom. Project Freedom, rather, protecting U.S. ships and other ships in the dangerous Strait of Hormuz. President Trump describes it as a humanitarian issue, mission posting on Truth Social.
For the good of Iran, the Middle East, and the United States, we have told these countries that we will guide their ships safely out of these restricted waterways so that they can freely and ably get on with their business. The ship movement is merely meant to free up people, companies, and countries that have done absolutely nothing wrong. They are victims of circumstance.
That's Fox's Doug Luzada reporting a mass shooting Sunday night in Edmond, Oklahoma, sends at least a dozen people to the hospital.
We are working extremely hard to find these suspects.
That's Edmond Police spokesperson Emily Ward. America's listening to Fox News.
Hanging steady at 44, partly sunny, 733, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. A $500,000 lawsuit has been filed against Borough of Everett, its mayor, Harry Leonard, Police Chief Thaddeus Yothers, and Officer Stephen Kagerice, alleging a pattern of sexual misconduct, harassment, and an orchestrated cover-up. The suit claims Kagerice abused the plaintiff in the 1980s and later engaged in intimidation. While top town officials ignored complaints and obstructed justice, the defendants are represented by Pittsburgh-based attorney Charles Saul. After having filed a request for an extension to respond to the allegations, the defense has until tomorrow to respond. Nearly 100 criminal cases in Center County are now under review from former Spring Township Police Officer Stephen Kutchess, admitting to filing false reports of misconduct, putting those cases in jeopardy. And the state attorney general is now investigating. District Attorney Bernie Cantura confirmed that 4 DUI cases have already been dismissed, and dozens more are being scrutinized because Kutchess can no longer testify. Following his resignation last month, more cases are expected to be dismissed. Bridge rehab work begins today on Convention Center Boulevard here in Blair County, requiring single-lane restrictions over Brush Run and Allegheny Township. The $135,000 project includes deck repairs, new markings, and epoxy treatments, with completion expected in July. About 3 to 5 minute delay. Not too bad. Drought conditions continue to improve across Pennsylvania, but not here. The latest update from the U.S. Drought Monitor shows no drought conditions currently present in nearly two-thirds of the state, but we in Blair County are still under a drought watch. Eastern portions of the state continue to have abnormally dry or severe drought conditions. Attorney General Dave Sunday is now joining an antitrust lawsuit aimed at blocking the merger of two major television station companies. California Attorney General Ron Bonta announced last week that Sunday and several other Republican attorneys general have joined a federal lawsuit blocking the merger of Tegna and Nexstar, making it a bipartisan effort. There are now 13 states represented in the lawsuit, which would stop the companies from owning 264 television stations in the U.S. Sunday said rising TV subscription service costs are already stretching budgets, and this merger would only push those budgets to the point of breakage. University of Pittsburgh is now planning to offer free classes at regional campuses. The new initiative was announced yesterday. The program will be open to Pennsylvania residents with an annual household income of less than $75,000. Students at Johnstown, Greensburg, and Bradford campuses will be able to take advantage of the offer beginning this fall. Gas prices continue to soar upward. Lawmakers in Pennsylvania are debating competing proposals to temporarily suspend the state's high gas tax in response to the pump prices, with a Senate bill proposing a 60-day pause and a House version aiming for a six-month pause. Supporters argue the move is a necessary relief for residents, while opponents warn it could threaten funding for PennDOT and state police. Currently, the average cost of regular gas in Pennsylvania is anywhere from $4.41 to $4.52 a gallon. Here at home in Blair County, Altoona gas prices are now at $4.49. And today is May 4th. May the 4th be with you and all that nonsense. 7:36, here's the sports.
It's May the 4th. Be with you. Anyway, moving on to sports, and there was a good bit of it over the weekend. Good weekend for the Buccos. After being swept by St. Louis four games, the Bucs turned the tables on the Reds over the weekend and swept them. 1-0 to win yesterday over the Reds. The only run came in the eighth. Connor Griffin led off with a double singled home by O'Neill Cruz. The Bucs pitching staff kept the Reds in check all day long, allowing just four hits. And even with the sweep, the Bucs are still in last place in the Central. They're 3.5 games back of Chicago. Bucs are off today, headed to Arizona. It was a good weekend for the Curve as they got four runs in the eighth inning yesterday afternoon and went on to defeat Richmond 7-2. Jack Brannigan and Kaner Delgado each homered in the win for Altoona and continued a recent uptick in long balls. Altoona and Richmond split the series, and you know what? That actually doubled the amount of losses for Richmond. They only had three losses when they came to town. They left with six. And, of course, the entire Eastern League is off today. Boring. How do Pens fans feel today? After watching the Flyers take them out of the playoffs last week, Pens fans can take some solace this morning as Carolina humbled the Flyers that was Saturday night. It seems like it was just yesterday, but it was 3-0 in Game 1 of the NHL quarterfinals. A strong goaltending performance held Philly scoreless. Flyers have scored just three goals in their last three games. Game 2 is tonight. They've had a lot of fights, though. Montreal advanced to the second round. They took down Tampa Bay 2-1. And the Habs will now take on the Sabres of Buffalo. Penn State basketball welcoming a new addition. Brant Byers has transferred to Happy Valley after playing at Miami, Ohio. Byers was part of last season's team that started out 31-0, but lost in the play-in round of the NCAA tournament. Byers has 2 years of eligibility remaining. And he is a native of Chambersburg. The Penn State men's volleyball team lost to Cal Irvine Friday in the NCAA National Tournament, finishing with a 22-8 record. High school baseball from Saturday, Williamsport over Altoona 6-4. Bald Eagle Area top Penn Cambria 9-5. High school softball, Southern Huntingdon beat Tyrone 3-1. Baseball today, BG at Phillipsburg, Central at Penns Valley, Huntingdon at Bellwood, Williamsburg at Moe Valley, Tyrone at Bald Eagle, West Branch at Glendale, Penn Cambria at Forest Hills, and Central Dauphin at Altoona. Softball today, Phillipsburg at BG, Penns Valley at Central, Bellwood at Huntingdon, Williamsburg at Penns Manor, Bald Eagle Area at Tyrone, Claysburg at Southern Huntingdon, Forest Hills at Penn Cambria, Mount Union at Glendale, and Altoona will be at Central Dauphin. 44, partly sunny, 740, and it is WRTA Mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters Let's Talk brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
As our nation prepares to celebrate its 250th birthday, a group of local veteran advocates led by Board President Dave Scott is planning the opening of the Central Pennsylvania American History Museum to be located in the 6000 block of 6th Avenue in Allegheny Township. The goal of the museum is to educate our local youth about our great country's history and ignite a sense of pride and patriotism within each of them, helping to inspire our future leaders. The group is hoping to have the museum open by Veterans Day of this year. This 501c3 organization will hold a fundraiser called Voices of Valor, Stories from the Front Lines, on May 30th at the Blair County Convention Center. The event will feature several speakers, including former Pittsburgh Steeler Rocky Blyer, who is an Army veteran who was wounded in Vietnam. The program will run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., with a dinner from 5:30 to 8 p.m. The cost of the event is $50 per person. Tickets are available at the Blair County Convention Center or visit cpahm.org. Don't miss Voices of Valor, Stories from the Front Lines, May 30th at the Blair County Convention Center.
If you're struggling to hear conversations, TV, or the people you love, now there's an easier, more affordable solution without spending thousands. Audion Hearing makes high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids starting at just $98, free shipping, and dedicated one-on-one support in the comfort of your own home. No doctor's offices, no pressure. Clearer hearing delivered right to your door. Join over 1 million happy customers hearing life more clearly. Visit audienhearing.com. That's audienhearing.com.
Hey, John, why so glum?
I just got let go. The company's downsizing. This is the third time in the last 2 years. I'm done with this.
Have you thought about My Computer Career? I've heard they can train you for a career in IT in just a few months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, and you don't need prior training or experience. Now that's a recession-resistant career.
Wow, thanks. I'll check them out.
Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
WRTA Community Events.
The 4th Annual Carnival Day for the Community will be held Saturday, May 16th, 10 to 2, at Albright Church of the Brethren, Roaring Spring. They'll have touch a truck, face painting, cotton candy, popcorn, candy apples, and a petting zoo. Entertainment by the Horseshoe Cloggers at 11 and Balloon Legends Twist. It's sponsored by the Roaring Spring First Church of the Brethren, 1245 Bloomfield Road, rain or shine.
I'm Lauren Simonetti, and this is the Fox Business Report.
GameStop Chief Executive Ryan Cohen is offering to buy eBay. Cohen tells the Wall Street Journal that GameStop already has purchased a 5% stake in eBay. It started the investment in February and now is offering $125 a share in cash and stock. Cohen says he'd like to make eBay into a much bigger competitor to Amazon. Crude oil prices are higher this morning. Brent crude at $112 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate at $105, though President Trump has a plan to guide commercial ships out of the Strait of Hormuz. Amazon is turning its supply chain into a new business. The Wall Street Journal says Amazon's supply chain services will provide logistics for business customers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today will be breezy and warmer with a mix of clouds and sunshine, leading to a pleasant afternoon with a high of 73. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low of 56. Tomorrow expect breezy and very warm conditions with intervals of sunshine and a high of 79. By Wednesday, it will be breezy and cooler with occasional rain showers and a high of 62. Thursday will bring cloudy skies and breezy conditions with a few showers and a high of 54. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Omar, low IQ, okay? A Democrat over in the US. Now, she said some really dumb things, but I've got to say, this was her finest. Ilan, how many world wars has there been?
The last time the Alien Enemies Act was invoked, it was used to detain and deport German, Japanese, Italian immigrants during World War XI.
World War XI. Wow, Ilan. Again, not bright, low IQ, World War XI. There you go. Some history lessons for you both from a star Democrat. This could be
but
the
after embarrassing herself, she could
day.
At least go and get a nice, refreshing Slurpee from 7-2.
No, that is a very, very good point.
Well, our guests certainly liked Ilan Omar's comment about World War XI. What?
Those
oh,
commercials.
Oh, that guy again? I'm sick of this guy.
Yeah, well.
He's cut in three times.
What,
get out.
Commercial?
Yeah, of course.
You asked for it, you got it.
Everything you put up there, there's an advertisement. As you can tell, we have guests, but you're going to pick a winner first, or are you going to wait?
Let's go ahead and pick the winner. And what we asked was, we're trying to find out about moms, because Sunday is Mother's Day.
Yeah, it is.
And we are giving away a very nice prize from your jewelry box. And our winner, out of quite a few entries that we had this morning, thanks for all of those via text, Andy McGowan correctly identified Harriet Nelson. Harriet Nelson played a fictional version of herself alongside her real husband and sons. And that show ran for 14 years. You got to see Ricky grow up and become a rock star. So there. Congratulations once again to the correct answer that was submitted by Andy McGowan. Thanks, Andy. And you now get four vouchers, good at any curve game. And you'll be one of only four people that we will be drawing a name for the grand prize from your jewelry box. And that grand prize, once again, let me find it here. It's drifted down into nowhere. There it is. We are giving away from your jewelry box a sterling silver with turquoise and bezel set cubic zirconia necklace and a companion bracelet. Also in sterling silver, the bezel, and it's nice stuff.
All right, since we got Mother's Day on the brain, Uncle Joe's Woodshed's going to take part as well. We have guests.
Yes, we do.
We have guests.
Hi.
Oh, wait, you should turn all of them up. Now you can talk. Tim, now they can hear you.
Yeah, nice. That's probably better, yeah.
Yeah.
So, by the way, whatever happened to Cousin Junie?
Unfortunately, Cousin Junie has passed away.
Well, I am sorry to hear that because I love those really.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so Cousin Judy and Uncle
those
Bob
commercials.
Are my grandparents. Yeah, and they used to do commercials with Roger Corey a lot of times.
Yes,
they recorded those in their basement.
Oh my goodness!
Yes. Yeah, so they used to do a different commercial every week. That's kind of why we're Kathy and I are doing the radio.
That
we're
is kinda, great.
You know, trying to help start that celebration for the 70th anniversary. So
well, you got off to a good start. But I love those commercials. I just want you to know that. Now that makes it even nicer.
Well, if you grew up here, you can't walk away and say I don't know who Uncle Bob and Cousin Junie are.
Yep.
That was just a part of life.
Yep, that's right. Yeah.
All right. And, so what do we got going to 70th anniversary?
So oh, the 70th anniversary, it's a big thing, and we're bringing back a long missing tradition of the lucky number bags.
Yes.
So you know, with my grandmother, you know, used to walk into the old store more, you know, and somebody would be there at the door giving every kid a pretzel rod.
Oh, cool.
Are you doing pretzel rods still?
Maybe.
Ah.
You have to wait and
see.
Give
away that secret. Okay.
That's right. We have a whole year planned of special stuff going on at the Woodshed.
Cool.
But right now we're just starting with bringing back the lucky number bags, and you know, you reach into the little Woodshed box there and pull out a number. If it matches your bag, you get 10% off your entire purchase. So,
well, that is a lucky number.
That's the way it always used to work.
Yep.
You know, the one thing that was kind of cool when you would walk into the old Woodshed was that entry area. There was all this stuff there in the entry area. It was like you checked it because you thought, these are bargains.
Yep. You know? There's
and then you went into the store.
And then there was a vending. We had a lot of vending machines too.
That's true.
Yep, on both sides of that vestibule. So
yeah, that was fun. That was fun. And the first time I ever drove through Lock Haven, it was like, there's an Uncle Joe's Woodshed in Lock Haven.
That's right.
Wow. It's spreading.
So that was actually the first one.
Okay.
So my grandfather and Uncle Joe, you know, they started that one. And 2 years after that, my grandfather moved down to Altoona.
Okay.
Oh, that is so cool.
Uncle Joe stayed in Lock Haven, yep.
And along with all of this fun and frivolity, we're going to bring up Altoona. So, Kathy, I think this is your cue to come in.
Okay. So, Bring Up Altoona is a project that we're doing within the Woodshed.
Mm-hmm.
What we are doing is printing different items, including the bags. 20% of the sales from that department goes to local projects, ideas, groups that are local, and we donate that to that group. We work with that group for a month. This month, we're working with the United Way.
Okay.
So anything that sells from that department, 20% of those sales will go to the United Way. Next month, we're working with the Altoona Library.
And that's throughout the whole month.
Throughout the whole month.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a big donation to them.
Yeah, we're really excited to work with them. And we're also working with them. They're doing a fundraiser with us. They have asked that we do a candle with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. Lemon berry pound cake.
Yeah.
Oh.
which sounds delicious.
Yeah, it does. I'm sure it'll drive you crazy in your house when you light it for a while. That sounds really good.
So we're excited to partner with them, and 20% of the proceeds will go from that candle as well. It's a pre-sale. They are taking orders there at the different places there through three counties. So you can order with them, and you can order with us.
Okay. Yep. Now, something else, you've gone down the path of bulk shirt printing, and you got to do that for the Curve game on Friday.
We did.
Now, was that your initial run of bulk shirt printing, or is this a...
We also print for the schools. We print for Altoona School District as well.
All right.
Yeah, so we're happy to partnership with Altoona Fab, which is Fine Arts Boosters, for all that, and we print a lot of the shirts for them. We've done some for a couple of the elementary schools. And yeah, this was our first. This was our, you know, big order to have one ready for. You know, it was over 1,200 shirts for the Altoona.
Well, they went well. So. They were everywhere.
Yes, everybody liked them. It's kind of a neat feeling to see people walking around and like putting the shirt on or holding up and looking at it, being pleased. So
yeah,
it was cool to see everybody walking around with shirts on.
Well, that's really good. That's great. And it's great advertisement for you.
Yeah, so
people out and about in the community.
That's right. Anybody who you know, needs those things, schools, family trips, you know, family reunions, we have the ability to do one shirt or 1,250 shirts, and it really doesn't affect the price a whole lot. So we're able to do that for everybody.
Okay,
that is so awesome. So lots going on. You know, Altoona just wouldn't be Altoona without Uncle Joe's Woodshed. I think many of us. I love going in there around Christmas time. You got some just awesome Christmas stuff because I love the holidays and I'm always looking for something a little bit different. I'm an old sentimental Christmas ornament type of guy, so I like a lot of the old stuff that a lot I still have at home, but I love to see maybe an antique or just a good old-fashioned Christmas ornament, and you always have those.
Christmas for me is a trip to the sporting goods.
That's right. That's steelhead season, right?
So yeah.
That's a lot of people come in for that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, always been a go-to. And one of the things you carry a particular hook that I find difficult to get, at certain places. So you're my go-to.
We try. That's the nice thing about us is we have everything that's good for local. You know, you go into these big box stores, the buying's being done out of like Michigan or Arkansas, and they just don't, they don't have local stuff. And we have all local stuff. So
yeah, great, great. Well, what are the hours at Uncle Joe's?
So Uncle Joe, we're going to fight over this one. No. So Uncle Joe's is open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 5. And, of course, you can shop us all the time at www.ujwoodshed.com.
Ooh.
And you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, and you can see when we're getting certain things in. We post new stuff on there all the time, including Nitos, which I don't know if you guys know what Nitos are, but they're like a super popular, like a stress ball, right? But they're in these crazy fancy colors.
I have to come in and get a couple.
Yeah. Well, we don't have any right now, but we do put it on Facebook when we do. Yep.
They're really fun with.
Well, it's great to see you both. And, you know, this is going to be a fun year here for the 70th anniversary.
Yep. I'm sure we'll be back to talk about it more. So
good.
And remember, help bring up Altoona with the United Way Candle Fundraiser and talk about bulk T-shirts.
Yeah,
shirt printing.
Yeah, we need to get there. We need that done. We need WRTA T-shirts. We're the one station in the building that does not have T-shirts.
Oh, I think we can remedy that.
We can totally do that for you.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
I think I think there's a guy in an office out there that you can talk to.
Probably.
Talk to the detective on the way out.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Kathy.
Yep. Thank you.
All right.
To their next station now.
Yes, they are. And it's time to take our hat off to a hero, and that would be retiring from the Bellwood Police Department, Patrolman John Miller. John, thank you for putting your life on the line for us. Hats off to Heroes, brought to you by Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning, Brent Cogan Electrical Services, Neely's Train Shop, Polish Pottery and More, and 3ECHO Emergency Solutions. Once again, today saluting soon-to-be-retired Patrolman John Miller. Thanks for what you do, John.
Thank you, Patrolman, and congratulations on your retirement, and thank you for your service and dedication to a very stressful and dangerous profession, and we are so happy for you to be able to retire now and enjoy your life. And what a delight with Tim and Kathy. Always love to have local business folks in here, and Uncle Joe's Woodshed, again, a big part of our fabric here in Altoona and Blair County. So do go through their doors and patronize. All right, speaking of that, we have the Maxwell Smart Doors at Kepner's Grandview Meats, but they will not be open today.
They will not to the public.
Because it's Monday, and they're closed. And we have to take a break because we ran out of time. We ran way over. Oops.
73 for a high today. That's your forecast. And it's 49 and partly sunny.
With multiple Tri-State Neuropathy Center's treatment locations throughout the region, relief from peripheral neuropathy has never been more accessible and successful. Here's Sean Ritchie, founder and DC of Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, with one of his stories from helping over 15,000 patients regain their comfort, mobility, and quality of life.
James suffered for 10 years. He had all the symptoms of neuropathy, the numbness, the pain, the burning, the stabbing, he even had these jumpy legs at night. It was destroying his life and he had to quit his job. After going through our non-invasive treatment program, we were able to get him pain-free, sleeping again. In fact, he told me he went hunting this year and was able to do it without any problem.
Tri-State Neuropathy Centers help James. Let them help you next. Call 814-201-2228 for an initial free consultation. That's 814-201-2228. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, the leader in treating peripheral neuropathy. Learn more at marydanston.com.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are your bad feet making you grumpy all day, like Dan was?
I was born with a sunny disposition, but I had so much knee pain and foot pain, I wasn't that way anymore. I didn't know what to do. But then I'm driving down the street one day and my knee's hurting, and I see a Good Feet store. I thought, what do I have to lose?
Good Feet arch supports aren't just a cushion or a flimsy shoe insert. We have a system of arch supports designed to create better alignment for all four of your foot's arches. And the only place to get the Good Feet system is at the Good Feet store.
Once I got my arch supports from Good Feet, I just went back to being my happy self again. My wife noticed it, my friends noticed it, even my dog noticed it. I just wish that I'd found Good Feet 20 or 30 years ago. I've got my sunny back.
Visit the the new store in Logan Town Center across from Barnes & Noble. Book your free fitting at goodfeet.com.
Thanks to the Goodfeet Store.
That's it for today. Tom and Joe's tomorrow. Be with us. Join us. Bye.
See you. Bye.
Is this the bathroom?
No! Go home!